What's going on, everybody? I'm Andrew Tan, and this is Full Court Press. I'll be joined by Scott McDonald, Jonathan Dix, Jake Foster, Jake Simon, and John Gardner, and we will be discussing the latest news in sports. Hello, and welcome to episode 9 of Full Court Press. Today, we're going to be talking about a lot of NBA stuff, and we'll start with a comment made recently by Ty Lue. He said in a press conference that the Celtics were actually harder to guard than the Warriors. What do you guys make of that?
He's wrong.
What was that?
He's wrong.
Can you please elaborate?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Slow your words. The Warriors are clearly better than the Celtics. That's all I gotta say.
I don't think that's the argument he's making, though.
Yes, but they are better on offense and defense than the Celtics.
Well, he didn't mention defense.
I think Kyle's trying to say that the Celtics just run a more complex offense.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I think he's talking schematically.
But I don't think that makes sense.
I think the Warriors are perfect in the game style that they play, but the Celtics are more complex in the way that they play.
So, the Warriors run a more simplistic offense, but that's fine because they have such phenomenal players that don't need to be a complicated offense. They're still harder to guard.
I think he's talking more like it's harder for him to coach against because you can't really coach against Steph Curry jacking up threes all the time or Durant like driving in the lane and dunking all the time, but you can coach against like schematic things, but it's hard to do. I think he's saying it's hard to do that against the Celtics because they run complex schemes.
I mean, and he made the right answer. Someone asked him if he's already focusing on the Warriors. They haven't won the series yet.
Yeah.
They have to focus on the Celtics.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, like, I don't know. I don't have
much discussion for that. Okay.
Yeah, about it. It's like no one really believes that the Celtics have a better offense than the Warriors, but, like, we understand where Ty Lue's coming from. Do you think the Celtics have a better offense than the Warriors?
No, I think it's harder to coach against. That's exactly what Tan said.
But that's not what he said. He said they're harder to guard.
Yeah, they're harder to guard because it's harder to coach against.
Maybe his job is harder, right? Because when he's playing against the Warriors, you just be like, if Steph makes that crazy shot, it's just like, well, there's nothing you can do to stop that. But whereas like the Celtics, it's just that they have a good strategy, so there is something that you can do to stop it. So you could even argue that it's actually easier to guard the Celtics. I would argue that it is easier to guard the Celtics. It's just that the thing that makes them good is that they have coach like they have.
Well, I think he's taking a coach's perspective, not a player's perspective. He's saying it's harder to plan to guard against the Celtics.
Well,
like he can put all the power within his. Within his players' hands, but whereas against the Warriors, he can set out a scheme for them, but then that can just be totally destroyed by Curry jacking up threes from like half court.
The question was asked to him, are you already planning for the Warriors? He's not already planning for the Warriors. He thinks the Celtics are harder to guard as a team. For a coach, it's probably harder to guard.
Is that how he answered it? Well, I don't know.
Also, I think he's also answering it because he doesn't want to say like the Celtics are trash because he doesn't want to give the Celtics any more fuel. He doesn't want to add any fuel to the fire to help them potentially rally around. You know, he doesn't want to give them any bulletin material.
Bulletin.
You want to say something, Scott?
No. I mean, I think it's just like a comment that like you can debate over it, but. I mean, in the end, whoever wins the actual, you know, whoever wins the final, whoever advances the finals, and then whoever wins the finals will tell who's, you know, easier to guard against.
I think Warriors have better individual stars, obviously. But I think, just like everyone said, for the most part, they're better. The Celtics run a more complex offense, as John said. So... because they don't have the individual stars that the Warriors do, so I think it's they have more plays in general, and so you have to guard against more options essentially than the Warriors.
Rondo doesn't get injured. Bulls win in 4.
That's just not true.
False.
Okay.
You are fake news.
Next, the paragon of. An NBA team is, of course, the 96 Bulls, who went 72-10 and then went on to win the finals. And the Warriors were possibly in the conversation for having an even better team than them last year when they went 73-9, but then failed to close the deal when they blew a 3-1 lead in the finals. So the question I want to ask you guys is, if the Warriors, although they didn't have the regular season record this year, if they go 16-0 throughout the playoffs, should they be considered better than the 96 Bulls? Scott.
That's a tough question.
I think if they go undefeated through the playoffs, they're better than the Bulls.
I think they are better than the Bulls. I think they are in general because I think the league's better than it was back then.
That's fair.
So I think that there's that it's more it's harder to get wins essentially, and so
I mean the league didn't look better when they played the Trailblazers, Jazz, and injured
just better players in general.
But I don't think it's fair. But like look there, okay, but look,
people say that, but I don't think I think the Trailblazers are better than
Trailblazers were okay.
I think that
the Spurs were bad.
The Trailblazers won like 15 of their last 20. Before playing the Warriors.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, but they're nothing compared to the Warriors.
They are nothing compared to the Warriors.
No one is compared nothing compared to the Warriors. They just swept the Spurs.
Without Kawhi Leonard and
the Spurs are 8-1. The Spurs Parker. Before that series were 8-1 without Kawhi this season.
Yeah, but they didn't have Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, or David Lee.
David Lee got injured.
David Lee got injured. You're only gonna say David Lee. Three. Okay, leave him out.
Yeah, leave him out.
He's not out the series.
They had no competition leading up to the finals. Do you think they actually had good competition?
Yes,
leading
I think
up to
the Trailblazers were top six team in the NBA right now.
The Trailblazers were top six team in
they
the NBA.
They won 16 of their last 20.
You agree with that? You actually agree with that? Top 16, the Trailblazers.
Name the teams with the 96
Bulls. They won 16 of their last 20.
Name against them.
I don't know who they had to go against.
Exactly. So,
but I'm sure it was better competition than the Warriors.
The Trailblazers
walked to the finals.
The Trailblazers on the other side of the bracket, they probably play the Spurs.
So you don't think 72-10, they didn't walk through the regular season?
They were a great team.
Yeah, and the Warriors are a great team.
Yeah, they had a worse regular season record.
By what the Warriors did?
Yeah.
Yes.
So exactly. So the Warriors, even in this tougher league, we'll say.
How are you justifying that it's a tougher league?
Well, you just said that the Bulls have
better. There's better players.
When?
I'm sorry.
Why are they better?
Now.
Okay. Why are they better? Okay. Explain
there's
how they're
more,
better.
There's more superstars now. Back
the
then,
skill level of basketball is
a lot
rises
better. It used to be it used to be a bruiser type of play, and it was just MJ
that's
versus
because they didn't. That's because they just didn't shoot threes back then.
Okay, they did,
okay,
though.
Andrew, how about this? Here's the
well,
thing.
That's a skill.
They didn't shoot as many threes.
But that's a skill.
Exactly.
That's a skill.
You
learned
that. No one in the league was shooting that many threes.
Yeah, okay, and
the game evolved, and now people have the skills to shoot that threes.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to say
so it's a better league.
Yes.
There's different things you can do.
I want to say something.
Go.
If, as I would say most people would, that LeBron is the best player in the NBA.
But wait, we didn't finish our topic.
Why?
No, he's
why
talking about it. No, he's adding to it.
So the Warriors don't have the best player in the league. The Bulls had the mm-hmm. best player in the league, unanimously. So the Warriors, every year in the finals, have to go up against the best player in the league with Kyrie and Kevin Love. So I think that adds something to it, the fact that they can be so phenomenal even without the best player. Whereas mm-hmm. the Bulls were...
But,
they don't have the best player, but they probably have, like,
the next
four top 15.
Right. But that makes that's why I think their team is better. I think MJ's greatness elevated the Bulls. But as a team, I don't think they would have been as good if they had four...
I think the gap, like... But the gap, like...
It's different.
MJ was far superior to everyone in the league.
I know.
LeBron, I don't think there's a huge gap between, like, Curry, KD, and LeBron.
Yeah.
Either way, they don't have the players. Best player, mm-hmm. which makes them as an all-around better team, I think.
I think
the Bulls had the best player, and then they had Pippen and Rodman, who were great. But just they were great just like how Klay and Draymond are.
On to the argument that we are discussing, if the Warriors were to sleep, we're all assuming that Cleveland makes the finals. If the Warriors 4-0 against Cleveland and complete that undefeated record throughout the finals, then I think there's no doubt that they will be labeled as superior to the 96
Bulls. They just sweeped a player that some people think is the greatest of all time.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what we're discussing. But we're
I'm also kind of triggered because I don't think the Trailblazers were even a top 10 team going into the playoffs.
I don't, dude.
Well,
I think...
Okay, name the top six teams going into the playoffs.
Top six. All right, are on the West? Or
no, in the whole NBA. In the whole NBA.
Celtics,
Warriors,
Cleveland,
Spurs...
Warriors, Spurs.
Houston, Cavs.
You said Cavs twice.
Yeah, you did.
All right, Portland.
Celtics. Celtics, no.
And then
was Portland better than OKC?
Yes, I think Portland is a better team than OKC.
So just the top two seeds.
Well, how about Washington? Better than I think that's close, but I think that Portland beat Washington. In the
Raptors?
The Raptors were not a good playoff team.
I think
not a good playoff team, but neither were the Trailblazers.
What about the Clippers?
Trailblazers have to play the Warriors. No one's doing the Raptors play against the Warriors, they get swept more convincingly than the Trailblazers. The Trailblazers played well three quarters of every single game, but they couldn't do it in the fourth because they were playing the Warriors.
They did start off like really bad the regular season, and they got really hot,
and that's how they made the playoffs.
And they probably have one of the best that top. Do you think they're the second best?
I think they're probably.
I don't think how hot you get at the end of the year measures how good you are.
I mean, the Warriors
were so hot at the end of the year, and they didn't make the playoffs.
That's different. They weren't in the position to achieve that.
What I'm trying to say is, if Portland's on the other side of the bracket and they don't play the Warriors in the first round, I think they go very far in the playoffs.
Andrew, I think
that means they would have played the Celtics in the first round.
Andrew.
Wait, what?
If they're the eighth seed in the East.
Andrew.
Yeah, if they're in the East in the East, I think Trailblazers would beat the Celtics.
I don't think they'd beat the Celtics, but I think they'd give them a better fight.
I think what you
should. Then the Bulls? They barely beat the Bulls.
Rondo's going to get injured. The Celtics lose to the Bulls.
I think they'd give them an evenly matched
fight.
If Rondo was not injured, we would see a Chicago versus Washington series.
You were arguing that, like, the Celtics, like, didn't have to, like, I mean, the Warriors had to go through, like, an injured Kawhi, but, like, it was the same situation with.
I'm not arguing that the Celtics had good competition. I'm just arguing that the Warriors didn't have good competition. I'm like, not comparing them to the Celtics.
All the evidence points to that if Rondo hadn't.
I'm not comparing them to the Celtics. Just because the Celtics didn't have good competition doesn't mean the Warriors had good competition.
But you said that Portland wouldn't beat the Celtics, but I think they would. And you said that
that doesn't mean that the Warriors.
I'm not talking about the Warriors anymore. I'm talking about you said that Portland wasn't a good team.
I don't think they're a top six team. Obviously, they're a good team. They're
I'm answering the question that you asked and providing.
How does you saying that they would have put up a better fight against the Celtics prove that they're a top six team?
I said they would have beat the Celtics. I didn't say they would put up a better
fight. Well, I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with it. That's my opinion.
I just don't see how the Trailblazers are better than 10 other teams.
I think we should refocus.
Wait, I just want to say.
They got super hot at the end of the year.
All right, yes.
So the 96 Bulls.
Yes.
First round, they went 3-0 versus Miami. They went. They beat the Knicks 4-1 in the series. Beat Orlando 4-0. And then they beat the Supersonics 4-2. So I don't see that much competition there.
That just means they were good.
4-2 doesn't.
Okay,
and the Warriors were really good too.
So. I know, but they didn't play good teams.
Yes, they did. The Spurs are a great team. Regardless.
The Spurs didn't have Kawhi Leonard.
Say it again, Andrew. They still have gone 8-1 without Kawhi before the playoffs.
That's like saying, because the Celtics won a game without Isaiah Thomas, they're better without Isaiah Thomas. The Spurs are a vastly inferior team without Kawhi Leonard.
But I honestly,
they're vastly inferior. They stand no chance against the Warriors without Kawhi Leonard.
I honestly believe that
they could have made the series at least a six-game series without
against
Kawhi Leonard.
Against the Cavaliers, I think Isaiah was getting exposed, and that's why they won Game 3.
What team is that? I'm saying the Knicks were good.
Okay, let's see the Knicks.
The Knicks had Patrick Ewing.
Okay, Tan.
I think against the Cavs, the Celtics played better.
If you're okay. There's no... All right, the Bulls face good teams, we'll say. But if the Warriors were to sweep the Cavs with LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Kyle Korver, my favorite
LeBron
player
James,
of all time,
who people are saying are better than... A lot of people are saying is better than MJ.
No, mm-hmm. Not that many people are saying that.
I said that.
Foster, okay, this is... No, that's it. That is a discussion for another day. Foster, that's
yes,
just...
Yes, I am. Did you, like, watch the media after the finals last year?
No, I think...
Foster,
I think it's
this is a petty point. This is a very petty point. If the Warriors were to sweep that team with LeBron coming off of a championship...
They're better than all those teams that the Bulls played.
That would make them one of the greatest championship... Okay. That would make them the greatest championship team to ever play.
I think the conclusion we have is...
The most competitive teams we've ever seen in the NBA about to go head-to-head in the finals. The most stacked teams we've ever seen.
Okay, I agree with the fact. I would agree with the fact that the Warriors would beat the Bulls in a 7-game series. I don't think the Bulls would be able to keep up because the Warriors would just rain threes down on them.
All right, but so I'm saying
in the era that the Bulls were in, they're a better championship team than the Warriors would be, even if they swept the Cavaliers.
No, and here's why.
Why?
Because the Bulls had MJ. This is MJ in his prime. Okay, with Steve Kerr and Scottie Pippen at the helm.
The Warriors have like four superstars in their prime.
Okay, but who's a better championship team is what I'm saying.
The Bulls, that's what I'm arguing.
Wait, but the Bulls, are they? Why?
You haven't said why.
They faced easy teams to get their ring.
Okay.
The Warriors are about to square off.
The Bulls were a model of consistency. Well, I mean, that was like their second ring.
But we're not talking about different years. We're talking about the 2017 Warriors versus the 72-10 Bulls.
Season record.
But we're not talking about that.
They're 72-10.
Okay,
but you just said that consistency. We're talking about one season.
Okay, they're 72-10. They had the best regular season record. They're the best.
We're talking about championships. Championship.
And they won the championship.
Team.
And okay, then they won the championship.
The record is a regular season thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They had the best record, and then they won the championship. They
the
were
Warriors
the
are arguably
championship team with the best record.
The Warriors are arguably better than they were last year. Okay, had a worse record than last year. They've gone undefeated so far through the playoffs, and they're about to face arguably what is evolving into the rivalry of our generation for the NBA.
They haven't beaten them yet.
Who?
So they haven't beaten the Cavs yet. Like
they beat the Cavs in 2015.
We're talking about if the Warriors sweep the Cavs. We've set that as a precedent.
That's probably not going to happen.
Okay, let's say the Warriors beat the Cavs.
The question that was asked was if the Warriors go 16-0 in the playoffs.
I think regardless of whether or not.
Okay, yeah, then yeah.
That's why we're addressing the question. You don't need to say anything.
But what if they just beat the Cavs in like 4-2 or 4-3? Are they still the bet?
I want to flip this on its head. What if the Cavs sweep the Warriors? Does that make them the greatest, a better championship team than the Bulls?
No, because they didn't sweep through the playoffs.
It's fair, but
they couldn't beat the Celtics.
Again, look at who they faced. Look at who the 96 Bulls faced in the finals.
They're not that. The team that they played are not that good.
They did not face.
I'm sorry, they're not that good.
The Bulls were favored to win in all aspects. They had Michael Jordan in his prime. Okay, we're looking at LeBron James, fresh off a ring, no pressure on him. Wanting to prove himself as having more. We're looking at Kevin Love, not injured this time, fresh
in
the game.
Probably the best he's ever played with the Cavs.
And on the Warriors side.
The Warriors added Kevin Durant, but the Cavs added like an all-star caliber Kevin Love. Last year, Kevin Love was getting benched for other players.
And they got a really good bench. They picked up a lot of guys who are probably could start in the league.
And they're facing off against, you know, Curry, who was 2-time MVP, KD, who was an MVP, Klay Thompson has not been playing well.
Draymond, probably defensive player of the year.
Yeah, okay. Draymond, defensive player of the year.
Again, I'll throw up.
JaVale McGee, Sean Livingston, big boy Zaza Pachulia, all right?
Okay, now looking at the rosters, I'll concede that the Bulls competition wasn't the greatest.
Exactly.
But I would say it's still comparable competition, at least for the eras they were in. They had
comparable
relatively
competition?
Good competition.
Who'd like they play against?
They played
who's
the Supersonics
the
in
who's
the
on
finals.
The team? Who's on the team?
Gary Payton, Irving Johnson.
That wasn't, I mean, I'm, that's, I just, like, that was like, the Supersonics were a sick team that year, and they produced a lot of highlights, but like, they weren't going to beat the Bulls.
Yeah, not that many people think even the Cavs can beat the Warriors.
Exactly.
So it's a similar situation. It's comparable situations in the playoffs. So because the Bulls having a better regular season record pushes them over the top.
I think
that's my argument.
Okay,
that's what I came back to.
I think
if
you can compare the Warriors to a comparable playoff like journey, it's the 2001 Lakers with Shaq and Kobe. It's not the Bulls when they said
the Bulls are universally seen as the best NBA team, NBA champion
that's
of all time.
That's why I go back to like the regular season or saying that.
That's why we're comparing them to them.
That's
not the Lakers.
That's why I'm saying that there's better players now in the league overall. So that regular season record,
the skill
isn't
level
as,
has
like
evolved so much more.
So it's not as
just who's the biggest, who's the tallest. Now it's who has the better moves, who has the better intellect.
Okay.
I also want to say something. I just want to say one more thing. If the Warriors, if they 4-1, even 4-2 against the Cavs, I think that this will put a huge dent in LeBron's legacy. All up until this point, LeBron has been very lax about how he sees the rest of the NBA around him. Did not give much effort in the playoffs. played great, led his team to where he is, was not concerned about taking first seed, which I get. He wants to rest. He doesn't care. He knows he's going to advance anyway. You know, he's quoted as saying, you know, who do you want to play? Who would you rather play in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Celtics or the Wizards? Said doesn't matter. So he's been very lackadaisical up until this point. If he gets pounded in the finals, then I think that's just going to show how much he has taken last year's championship and kind of not done anything with it. And instead of wanting more, it's just going to show, oh, all right, he had a championship, but
and
look,
what he
failed to do with this super team that he had. So
and
I think
the Warriors are really good, though.
Well, the Warriors are good, but so are the Cavs. So I think if LeBron fails to lead Cleveland to this next championship, I think it's going to be a huge dent in his career.
But if he does, then it...
If he does,
it,
I think
it
puts him...
It goes both ways. It goes both ways. Because if he does, then the, you just beat one of the best teams ever.
Fair.
If he does, there's a much stronger argument that he's...
All right, let's talk. Who? Okay, all right, let's, wait. Real quick, just quick poll. Who do you think is going to win in the finals? Cavs, Warriors. I got Warriors.
Warriors, but I don't Celtics. Think it's going to be a sweep.
Celtics.
Well, I don't think it's going to, like...
I don't think it'll be a sweep either.
I think it's
probably
game
six. Game six.
I think go game six.
All right, yeah, let's move on.
Okay, that was a very vigorous argument.
Scott talked more than he's ever talked, ever.
I'm glad Scott got involved. Next, let's talk about the NBA draft. Run through of our top five, maybe our top five picks, like a little mock draft. And what, first of all, actually, first question I'll ask, starting from the top, what should the Celtics do with the number one pick? Because this could actually be a very important decision if they want to be able to contend with the Cavs or the Warriors, or if they want to wait it out and wait until the Cavs or Warriors fade out.
I think they should, if the Celtics believe that their current core is like one piece away, or even like is already there if they're healthy to compete for a championship with, or even just compete for the Eastern Conference championship with the Cavaliers, then they should trade this pick away and get a superstar. I don't think they, if they really believe they're not in a position to have Markel come in and just develop for 4 years, because by that time Isaiah Thomas is near 30. Al Horford's not going to have that many more years.
Markel Fultz is a great player. Played on an okay team at Washington, and I don't
bad team.
A really bad
team at Washington, and he's a phenomenal player, but I don't see him as a player who is set to immediately jump into the NBA and start making an impact.
So this is what I have to say about just the Celtics, what they should do with the number one pick. I'm gonna have to say that I think they should draft Markel Fultz. I think they should, and then halfway through next season, after he's gotten more time, I think they should trade Isaiah. If Markel Fultz looks like he's the guy that people are saying he could be, like the star, and he looks like he's developing in the right way, you trade Isaiah and maybe Jay Crowder and go and get a star, and then you have two point guards who is a rising star. You have Avery Bradley, who's one of the best perimeter defenders, and then you have another star. Like you go get a power forward who's really good, or a center, because Al Horford can play both. And so I think then you're in a better chance to succeed. That's what I think they should do with the number one.
Okay, that's all the time we have for this episode.
Questions?
We'll see you next time and check out all our other content.
This program is brought to you by the MA Chronicle website and Mr. Wellington, our supervisor. Thanks for listening.